Hello and welcome to the Joy Scout Podcast. Today is November 15th. I am joined today by Marcel Towns, aka Wavy Enterprise.
Oh yeah.
And possible co-host.
Definitely.
Sick.
I'll enjoy that.
He'll enjoy that. I'll enjoy this conversation today. I'm trying to get better at responding to things that happen because it's just dead air otherwise. So enjoy this podcast. We're going to dive into Marcel, who he is, his photography. And I want this to be a segment where we just talk to people about their skills, what they're doing, where they want to take them. And basically, we're going to dive deep into what it means to learn today, the Joy Scouts Podcast.
Let's do it.
Let's get into
it. I'm excited.
Podcast on his editing software, and I'm just here commentating about that. So anyways,
I think the podcast started.
Alright. Okay,
should we start over? Or?
No, we're good. Let's just keep it going. Let's keep it fresh.
So,
Marcel, do you know why I do this podcast, what this podcast is about? It's Joy Scouts.
Tell me more.
Spirit of learning. So, way I think about the spirit of learning, it's why are you learning this?
Yeah.
There's that phrase where there's a will, there's a way. So we only learn things because there's a reason. We only learn things because we want to do that thing because it's going to make us money, because it makes us happy. Some people play basketball because they think they're going to get out of the hood. Some people do photography because it's their creative outlet.
Yeah.
Some people, like me, make music because it's expression. So,
okay.
Spirit of learning, you are only going to do something because it fulfills your spirit. There's something inside of you. So I want to know, what is Marcel's spirit? Why are you doing photography? And we're going to dive deep. We're going to go into it. It's going to be real. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Okay.
It's about to get real.
All right. So we are talking to Marcel today. And from what I know about him, we work together. He does photography. So tell us about that. What is it that you do? What is your skill?
Like you said, photography, but also like videos and kind of just like showing creative spaces. Cause I know, like, I don't know, with me, I kind of just want to make things like creative, like show a different light and try to just get the most out of like little things. So yeah, just artistic.
So photography isn't, it's not the be all end all. It's one of the things that you're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And have you always been creative? Have you always done art and have you always made things?
I feel like it's always like been like, it's like that little thing like in the back of my head. Like I always like made little videos, but like never really like took it to the extent that I want to do now. So.
Okay. And so I want to get into that a little bit. And so first part right now, we're just going to talk about you and we're going to talk about what you do, which is photography. And then so we'll do a couple segments, kind of break it up. So we'll start with this photography, and then how should we segment this? Let's think. All right.
You're the host, man. Yeah.
So, because I could totally take that off on a tangent right now. Like, I don't want to dive too deep yet. I want to kind of get the overall picture. So, that's what you do. We can get into the why. That's going to be deep. So, let's go. When did you start photography? What was, like, do you remember your first camera?
My first camera actually is like the camera that I have now.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy, yeah.
You never had like the roll, you never had like a family camera or anything?
Yeah, we had like a family camera, but like it was mostly like my brother and like he got it for Christmas, and like that kind of, I feel like, kind of jump started it. Like,
did you just steal it from him, or you like use it, or you just watch him use it, or were you like into it?
We're into it. Like one summer, like we just made videos the whole summer, like me and my brothers, like
skits or like, yeah. Oh, that's sick.
So like we fun. Went super ham with it. So
when I was a kid, my brothers and I, like, they were super into Fight Club. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
They just, I was younger than them. Like, I'm younger by four years by my second oldest, and then my older brother, stepbrother, 7 years older than me. So he's the leader, ringleader. He thinks he's Tyler Durden. He got all of me, my friends, like four or five like kids younger than him, like 7 years younger than him, got us to fight each other at the park, you know, take our shirts off and then just fight each other. And I remember, dude, that was all videos that we made, like that, and just burning shit, and just like
wow, that's intense.
Yeah, but I it never, like, I always wanted to do that too, but it never led to me doing more like photography like you're doing, so that's so that's cool, like I have that connection as well.
Damn, that's awesome. Hey, well, quick question, like, was your brother like two personalities,
bipolar?
Like,
or like what,
like in the movie, you know, how was he like what's he like?
Was
he fighting out there too, but like didn't know? Like, he's just like,
oh my god. No, he's in prison right now, so yeah, so that was a really good summer.
My bad.
No, it's fine. I'm upset with him right now about like some of the choices he made, but he's a good guy, he's smart, but he's also just, he got his own issues, but I love you, Joey. And so rest in peace, even though you're alive. So your first right. owned camera, how old were you? You said you got this camera, was that like 3-4 years ago? It's kind of new looking.
Yeah, so I got it actually 2005. Yeah, four years ago.
It's 2019 for anybody listening to this in the future. And so you got your camera, were you like immediately like, oh, I'm taking photos every day? Was it like something that you just kind of had a connection to immediately?
No, actually, like, I got it and it was kind of like, I'm gonna try to like take some photos with it, because mostly what we were using it for was like to take
Christmas
videos
or birthday?
It was around my birthday.
Okay.
It was like my personal birthday present.
Okay,
like,
cool. Yeah,
about to buy this camera.
It's like your big one.
Yeah, so I was like, oh
yeah, this is sick.
Yeah,
I still have it too, so it's a good camera.
Thanks.
And yeah, so awesome, that's good. When did you get your camera? You said you were, would you be 20?
23 24.
So you're 28 right now?
27.
Prime. 23. In his prime, ladies. Any ladies listening to this? Any of the
Watch
10
out.
People listening to this?
If only you can see my face. All right,
you can tell he's a good guy. So you were excited to get the camera. You were like, I'm gonna use this, and like, what were your plans? Why? What was like? Why did you want the camera? Were you like, oh, I'm gonna go? Because I know you're into Nike. Is that like, oh, I'm going to do this? Or you just like wanted a camera?
Yeah, I got the camera. I was like, I'm about to shoot like some skits. I was going to shoot photos as well. But like, it was like, I'm about to do some skits and like just jump right on it. And like,
do you remember your first thing that you recorded?
First thing I recorded with it? Yeah. Me and my brother, we made a little video, like a little like vlog video.
Yeah.
It was
got
probably, like,
camera.
Yeah, it was the first time I used it, and like the crazy thing about it is like the reason I'm still using the camera today is like it had so many like settings and features that like I didn't know about, like, because when I first started, like, the camera just does it.
Yeah.
But then you really find out like it's the person with the camera, not.
Yeah.
So that's what really like kind of, it kind of held me back at first, because I was like, why am I not getting these type of videos? Like, why am I not getting this type of style? Like, is it,
so what was the style? Was Nike or what was it? Like, what were you trying, what were you trying to do? What was you emulating?
Just more like comedic. And then like,
was there somebody like you looked up to that you're like, I like that style?
I used to watch like a lot of like a lot of the Vines, like King Batch, like Melvin Gregg.
Okay. So,
and then my brother was also doing skits at the time too, so it was like, oh, I can help do skits like that.
So when it comes to learning, there's a big part of learning is who your influences are. And when you're focused on like what you want to do, that really focuses your energy, and you decide, all right, I'm going to do something this way. And that's how you know what right and wrong is when you first start. So for anybody who's a rookie, when you first start learning something, you're looking, I was like, when I played basketball, I looked at Ray Allen, I looked at Pete Maravich. I was like, oh, that's the way to do it. And then you start to get to an intermediate level. You're playing against other people. Your skills aren't really based specifically on those like ideals. They're based on the situation at hand. And then you get to a mastery level. So it was like beginner, intermediate, mastery. And the master is the most creative. You're freed from all those rules. But when you first start out, you start off with, like what Marcel's talking about, his ideals at that time were these videos. But that morphed into something. So now you're probably, would you say you're more intermediate now?
Yeah, I would say I'm more intermediate now.
So when you make a video, you're not really copying people. You know kind of what you want to do.
Kind of, yeah. But like everything in life, like everything's going to be like an imitation. It's just making it your own creativity. Because by now, like if you think about it, I was even listening to like, I was reading a book, not a podcast, but like a book where it was like, nothing that you're going to come up with is new.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
It's like just a remix.
Yeah, but it can just be better and more like. So that's pretty much what I look at. Like if I'm watching a movie,
yeah,
I like how someone could do a scene, but then it could be like, I could put someone else there. Like, or I can move this around,
right?
Just to make it like your own. So like, most of the time, like, it's kind of like when you watch basketball. Like, if a player was just like blurred out, but you could kind of see the outline. But if you saw their movement, you could
you know
like,
who it is.
Yeah. So that's kind of how.
So you're talking about identity at this point.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're striving for? Like when you look at, you see, oh, I want to do this. You say like, there's nothing new under the sun, but there is something you can still do it your own way, but you're using things that already exist. Is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. So when you think about what your ideal is there like something you're striving for? Like, how do you, like, do you practice every day? Like, oh, I'm going to get it like this. I'm eventually going to be like this. Or are you just like having fun with it right now? You just kind of doing like one thing at a time.
I'm kind of having fun with it right now because I know I'm trying out like different things.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I'll like go on Pinterest and like depending on like the type of day, like a couple nights ago, I was like, all right, it's nighttime. I have a black drop. And I was like, let's look up black drop, like portraits. So I just looked that up and I was like, all right, let me try to emulate it. So I set up the camera, took pictures of myself, which is kind of hard because you need a lot of focusing with cameras now. So like, but I got
it. Is that the photo that you had on your website?
Yeah.
It's a good photo for anybody listening to this. It looks cool. And that's hard. Like, you know, lighting probably, like, I know it's a little bit different. Like, that's actually what was the time on the Dolomite movie. It's like, white people, reflect lighting, black people absorb light. So you gotta like, that's gotta be a whole different thing too.
Yeah.
Like, is that something, have you done? Cause I know you did photos for me for my LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed a difference if you're like, are most of your models like black people or is it, have you done both or like,
I've done both.
Yeah.
It is a lot different. And I noticed that, like, too.
What up, Stefan?
Yeah. So it is a lot different. And especially, like, I noticed, like, some people that I looked at online when I saw them do, like, color corrections, it's not the same for, like, black people or, like, even, like, people.
Posting, with, editing, yeah.
Post. Yeah, with, like, darker skin. Like, posting. They'll be like, you just put this and I'll try it. And I'll be like, this does not work for me. Or, like,
yeah, just do this.
So, like, it's good, though, to learn, like, because it's, like, all right. Totally, yeah, but, like.
So, when you're talking about the remixing thing, well, I mean, I called it remixing. You said, basically, that is,
we could say like 2.0 it. I don't know.
What were you saying?
Upgrade it.
Yeah, you want a 2.0 it, but shoot, I lost my train of thought right there. Wow, that's great for a podcast. Just I'm not gonna be too hard on myself. It's okay. We got this. We're gonna get through this moment. Okay, so learning, it's great. You have your ideals. One of the things I wanted to ask you about with that Pinterest thing, so are you copying it straight up, or are you trying to tweak it to yourself?
Yeah, I'm tweaking it to myself. So yeah, I'm not like straight like, all right, he's doing this video, let me just copy it word for word. It's just like scene for scene.
So actually, that I just remember my question too, so I don't want to interrupt what you're talking about, but before I forget, when you're talking about there's nothing new, is it, but isn't it true too that you find out things that no, you never seen anybody else do? Like, you're like, whoa, I did something that I don't think I've ever seen before. But you're still discovering things that are new.
Yeah,
to I was, you.
Yeah.
So like, that's the thing with photography, with like any skill. Like, there's no book you can read where you're gonna like learn every single thing, because yeah, you're eventually, you're going in some kind of territory that's like not known by people. Like, the land is there, but no one's explored it. I feel like that's kind of what you were saying before. Like, it's not new, it exists, but yeah, someone's got to go there, tame it, and put it into a thing that people can like digest, you know?
Yeah.
You got all the words in the dictionary, but they haven't been put in a specific order, you know?
Yeah.
You got definitely all the colors, all the things, and mm-hmm, it needs to be put in a specific order by certain people. So that goes into the what you do, when you do it, and where. That's a good question. Where do you photograph? Are you a nature photographer? Are you like mostly people?
Mine's been kind of like everywhere right now.
Yeah,
especially how like I'm working with it. So like, I'll do some outside. I kind of like doing a lot of portraits inside. Mm-hmm. As far as nature and like landscape, mm-hmm, I'm not that outdoorsy, to be honest. So like, getting like a shot that like is good, but also like somewhere that like, no one's been, because those are the best like landscape shots, or like places that like no one's been to, and you get like that one look, like, or like a hike. Like,
so I know, you're talking about outdoors. We talked about this a little bit, where you, would you prefer like making a set and like designing things, like creating the environment, like having it your own way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So you kind of see things like you want to create it. You're more like artistic, like designing. And what is better for you? Like, do you prefer, would you prefer like you walk out, you're like, oh, it's the perfect shot, like there's an archway and all that? Or would you prefer like something like that, spontaneous? Or would you prefer like you made it your own, like you designed the background, it's kind of like everything's put in a certain way? Like you stumble on it or you make it? What's more you?
To me, I would say making it.
Okay.
Because like, that's something that like, making it could be like, this is my, like, it's kind of like a selfish way, but I guess you could say like,
yeah, that's good.
This is my work. Cause you know, like, it's like,
yeah,
we all could take pictures,
yeah,
of the archway. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, that's also when I said, like, if you take it a certain way, it could be like, oh, now I know that's that person.
Yeah.
Or, like, but if you're setting up the scene, it's like, oh, like,
yeah,
you're more than just, like, point and click.
Okay, cool. So this is, this concludes part one of the interview. Let's take a 5-minute break. Hey, we're back. This is part two. So part one, we talked about the what, which is photography, when Marcel got his first camera. And I hope you got a little glimpse of who Marcel is. You know, you're a cool guy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
It's very humble as well. Good guy. Great smile.
Oh, thanks, man. I wish they could see it.
Look in the camera. I wish I could see my own smile. Zamir. And then we asked, like, I don't know why I said like. Now I'm getting down on myself again. Great podcast. You're good at this, Jonathan. Okay, thank you.
You're great, man.
So, no. Marcel is definitely going to be co-host if he keeps that up. Oh, and then
that's the goal.
And then, so we went into what your concepts of what you're learning actually means to you. And Marcel doesn't believe that there's anything new under the sun, but he does believe you can create out of what there is. And your idols at a young age, I mean, not idols, but the things that you emulate in photography, kind of the idea behind creating things you want to create. And so photography is just one aspect of that. So let's go into what Wavy Enterprise is. I would like to know, because it sounds to me like it's your multimedia, like, company that you're trying to come up with. Like, all you're doing merchandising.
Yeah,
so fashion,
videos, marketing. It's crazy because, like, my roommate Stefan,
yeah,
he's the one that kind of, like, started from, like, the jump with, like, the name and the logo.
Yeah, so he made the logo.
Yeah, it's the Wavy Enterprise. And then kind of what we did, we actually used it for our internship. So
where at?
In Great Falls in Montana.
Where'd you intern?
Wavy Enterprise. Our internship was our own business.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, so, like, and our business pretty much at the time was, like, since I was playing basketball up there, I was training kids, and then...
Where's Great Falls at?
Montana.
Oh, shit. It looked like it died.
Yeah, it's too hot.
Oh.
But
it's too hot.
So, pretty much, like, and that kind of brought me into the cameras, because when we're filming the kid, like, when we're working out the kids, we wanted to film as well. So, like,
you that could, was
like,
basketball?
Mm-hmm. So, you could kind of show them, like, hey, maybe your footwork's off right here. Because a lot of times you could say, like, right. You didn't do this right. But if you can't, some kids are visual learners, and it's like, you can't see it.
Yeah, feedback. You got to give them that feedback.
Yeah, and it's hard to agree if you can't. Like, I could be like, hey, John, like, you got something in your hair, but, like...
I'm, like, reaching for it. Like, I don't really know. Yeah, well, you can point it out like that. That's really important. There's a book called The Inner Game of Tennis. And so you, as a tennis instructor, you could say to somebody, oh, lift your elbow up. They start lifting their elbow up. Like,
yeah.
They don't know what that means.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just show them, like, visually. Mm-hmm. Do it like this.
Yeah.
And on the camera, you give somebody feedback. They recognize what they're doing. And that's important. There's a lot of drills in basketball that teach you something called body awareness. And you know about this.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I used to follow Pete Maravich's drills. He had a tennis ball. He threw it behind your head, grab it behind your back, do like rotate the ball around your body between the legs. And the reason you do that is because if you have body awareness, you start to develop this feel for the relationship between you, maybe the defenders, maybe your other teammates, how hard you need to throw the ball. And it's a natural felt thing. And so you're showing these kids, they start to have that body awareness just from seeing themselves in the camera. So cool. So Wavy Enterprise, your internship, was that something you had to do for college?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was pretty much like the last thing I had to do, like, to graduate pretty much. Mm. So
was that kind of on the sly? Like, you're like, oh, it's my own business? Or, like, was it a big deal, or it doesn't matter?
No, we actually, like, talked to, like, our advisor, and she was cool with it. Like, and with your internship, you also have that, like, someone to, like, head over it. So the assistant coach at the time, Kevin Smith, shout out to K-Smith.
K-Smith.
Shout
out K-Smith.
He definitely, like, he wrote off, like, everything that we did. So that helped.
So he was advising, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And, like, he saw us in the gym working out the kids, so it wasn't, like, faking the funk. And then we helped out a lot of kids. Like, a lot of kids got better.
So Wavy Enterprise has been a talent development company. you could argue.
From jump, yeah.
From the jump. Talent development. It's been multimedia.
Yeah.
You've done camera work, photography, and then you have the logo, you have other designs that you've done. So it's really whatever you want to make it.
Pretty much, yeah.
So that you're doing what they call brand marketing. Or branding, I guess. Not marketing, but branding.
Yeah. And that's pretty much why, like, the cliche, like, ride your own wave, like,
oh,
that we kind of, like, go with. But, like, it's funny because, like, he created, like, Wavy Enterprise for, like, his agency. And, like, my slogan was, like, ride the wave or get waved.
Really?
You know? Like, get waved.
Like, waved on?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Probably, like, WAIVED. You know, like, players get waved.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it was, like, join the wave. But, like...
So there's like a lot that goes with it, and then yeah. There's all kinds of stuff you can talk about with like the ocean and waves and yeah. Stuff like that. So
and that's why we use like the create your own wave, where like when it gets to the point we can knock it off, where like you could create your own wave, like your color scheme, and then you could say like what that means to you. So like
talking about merchandising right now.
Yeah. So it could be like
hey, yeah. Like, blah, blah, so blah. Nike's got the swoosh, Wavy Enterprise got the wave. We're gonna see. If it's who's gonna win in the future, so
ride do you know wave or get
ride
wave.
The wave or get wave? Do you know Nike's story? Do you know how they started? They were actually the guy that started it,
Phil Knight,
yeah, Phil Knight, and his coach, his running coach was like this mad scientist of like shoes. So like while Phil Knight was in college. His coach was like creating all the shoes that we use nowadays, essentially like with pegs, and he created like polyurethane running tracks, like the stuff that we use this day. Make it in his garage. Like he literally like used a waffle iron to create like the waffling effect on the bottom of shoes. So you have the Aztecs and like the shoes were designed by his coach. Like Phil Knight, great business mind, and he actually went to school for business, mm-hmm. but he only exists because he had this team and this person, which was his coach. And I can't think of the guy's name right now, but, your basis of Wavy Enterprise, is there something that like a skill or is there like a, what, like, I know you're interested in basketball. So I've seen you doing like sports photography.
Yeah.
So is it just like a basic sports company or is like, cause when you look at Nike's story, right, they actually helped create the craze of running. Like, yeah. Running was just a few true believers, people that would just go out, do running. Like, people knew about jogging, knew about that stuff, but there wasn't a culture around it.
Yeah.
So, like, with Ride the Wave, I mean, obviously, you got surfing. That's a surfing culture. When you think about your true believers, like, what would be something that you guys could choose is like your thing that you represent? I know you like basketball, but is there like something that Wavy Enterprise looks at and is like inspired by? Like I you know, I'm not saying like decide now, like uh-huh. like this is what we do, but it, what are some things that inspire you, I guess? What are your inspirations, like
inspiration things you look at? Well, I guess you could say like Nike definitely is inspiration.
Yeah, Nike. So like what about it, what about
and,
Nike,
like what we want to do with our brand, kind of like with Nike, is like you could wear a Nike shirt to like to work out in.
Yeah.
But like you also wearing a Nike shirt to go out.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Like it's still all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So like what we want to do with our Wavy shirts is like, and since we use bamboo, like it's a good workout shirt, but it's not like strictly for working out. Like you could wear this shirt out and it'll still mm-hmm. be like, I guess you could say cool, or like you could still like have fun with it, like
right.
So it's not like, oh, like, because some people just like, I have a workout shirt, and
right,
it's like that's cool, but if you just wear it to work out,
yeah, it's like you wear white beater or anything,
yeah, like just anything,
like sweat wicking. So like Ride the Wave, that kind of makes me think like you're creating your own, well, it's like you said, make your own wave.
Yeah, create your own wave.
Create your own wave.
Yeah.
So it's like when you think about riding a wave, you're out of control. You're like, you have no control. Like you're, but you're like the power is like just forcing you in a certain direction. You're creating your own wave. it's like you're using that momentum, but you created that momentum and then you're riding it.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a good example of what you guys are trying to do, is you're putting your energy out in the universe and it pushes you back. You guys are riding that wave. You guys are taking that energy out. So you want to like create something that, it's like creating this connection with people, like giving something to the universe or giving something to people. It's kind of going out there, but like giving something out and like and getting it back. And I think that's kind of a cool concept. And you're saying with fashion too. So like that, what does that represent to you? What does that mean to you? What is like create the wave? Because that's kind of how I see it.
It's basically like the same thing. Like, we want it to, like, at the end of the day, like, the product is you. So, like,
you want to create, like, a mindset.
Yeah, and, like, and also, like, a lot of people, like, we could be on the same wavelength, but we might not know it. You know what I mean? Like,
say, and then, like, the universe is made out of waves. They say, like, the string theory is kind of, like, these waves of energy. So, I really think you guys have struck on something that's, like, really fundamental. And that idea. So I think it's really cool.
I have to give you a shirt
made out of bamboo. I actually like really respect that too. Hey, I'm a large.
Whoa, that one doesn't have anything on it.
That's nice though. It does feel nice, folks. Wavy Enterprise. Once the website's up, we'll post it.
Definitely.
And so yeah. So Wavy Enterprise. I really like that. I'm just like basking in the glow of that shirt. It was really comfortable. I really dig that. So you're saying it's sweat wicking, bamboo. So what? Okay, let's do like a word association. Like,
okay,
we're talking about who you are. We're talking about Wavy Enterprise, which is like your. Because this is the thing I see. Before we do the word association, this is the thing I see with like. People that I've studied or looked at is that it officially starts off with like a thing that they do. So like for you right now, maybe it's just art, or like maybe it's just like your thoughts. Like do you write as well, or do you like write notes, or like do you write raps, like do you write poetry, do you draw?
I need to start writing more.
Yeah, but you have in the past.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's something that you're trying to express. And maybe it's just like a feeling that you're trying to promote, something that's in you that you're trying to create. And so what I've seen with people is that it starts off with something like that. Like it's the spirit. That's what we talk about, the spirit of learning.
Yeah.
The podcast is called Joy Scout Spirit of Learning. So we learn new skills in order to do something. And what that means is you have a mountain in front of you. You can get through the mountain in so many different ways. You can blow up the mountain. You can dig a hole through the mountain. You can go over the mountain. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. What is your spirit? So if your spirit is somebody who's just trying to conquer, like, you know, how people used to be 500, 600, 700 years ago, you destroy everything in your path. If your spirit is something about connection, like what sounds like Wavy Enterprise is, everything you do is about this, like, using bamboo, that's a choice that you made. All your choices are geared towards something, and it sounds like it's has to do with connection, has to do with, you know, creating your own way, creating your own, being creative. I think that's what we are starting to see nowadays. A lot of people are like this, but that's the culture we're in, is a creative culture, and you guys are doing something like that. So that's cool. And so you see that, and then you see the way, like the Wavy Enterprise, people creating their own space for community. So you saw like Odd Future, right? They had Loiter Squad, or they have Odd Future. Odd Future is its own group. But what is Odd Future? It's just a word. It's just like OFWGKTA. All that, like all the stuff that they did was a space for people to connect. But now you got like Frank Ocean, now you got Taco, like all these guys who were originally part of that group. The group was, and I remember in high school, everybody was like freaking out, like, oh, these guys are Hawaiian shirts and their hats, and like they're gonna kill people. Like they were, it was like crazy. Yeah, you saw Tyler like on stage, and people were like terrified of this guy, like, what's he gonna do? He's crazy. Like his raps were like violent and scary. But that wasn't the point. Because all that brought people together. And, like, you're like, oh, they're all crazy. And all of a sudden, you start to see them branching out from this. It's like, individually, they came together. They represented something. And then they branched out and did their own thing. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, it was, like, their training ground for whatever they did. Like, Taco's now, like, kind of like a comedian, actor guy.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean has always been a singer, but he's, like, making his own stuff. And so, Wave Enterprise is your place to create yourself expressively, express yourself creatively,
yeah,
and play like with your concepts, your ideas, and maybe bring people in that can teach you, maybe bring in people that you can teach, you can interact with, and yeah, just create something valuable. So I think you can look at anybody out there. It's starts with you doing something, you having something you're trying to express, something you're trying to accomplish. You meet your mentors, you meet the people that are going to affect you along the way that you need to interact with, and then you go off and do your thing, and then you come back. And it's like, it's a wave. It's always the tide comes in, the tide comes out. Okay. So, yeah. There is a, yeah, it's
that's some great stuff.
Yeah. So maybe we'll see Wavy Enterprise becomes its own, like, it creates its own wave and lasts forever. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe it's the last wave we see on the last horizon. Wave.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that wave.
It's the energy. Keep the energy up. So, life is energy. So, Marcel, word association then. What are five words that Wavy Enterprise represents? Like, let me say, for example, right, with, like, Nike, it's, what would be a Nike word?
Just do it.
Well, yeah, it's like a phrase.
I'm just kidding.
Like, courage, right, bold, challenging yourself, it's two words, but, accomplishment. So, if you had to choose top five words, what would that be?
We actually have like we had like abbreviations for like each letter and Wavy.
Oh, really?
And that is five words, just like
really
five letters. I mean, not five words.
I thought it was
letters.
WAVY.
WAVV.
Oh, okay. Hey. So what?
Let me see it on here. So like the W is I think we had it for wisdom.
All right. Cool. What is wisdom? Actually, we'll do the five words and then we can talk about them.
Wisdom. A, adaptability.
Yeah.
Adaptable.
I can see that with that.
The V, I think we had it for versatility. I know that it's could kind be of similar to adaptable, but like, I feel like versatility is kind of like, it is the same as like being adaptable. I think it was either versatility or vision.
Okay.
And then the other V was for Vanessa, for Stefan's mom. She passed away.
Oh, okay. So then, it's like a heart thing.
Yeah. And then the Y is you. So.
And
then the reason why we went with like Wavy Enterprise is like, it's we.
We. Yeah. Yeah. Acronym. Lots of acronyms.
Oh, yeah.
So all the acronyms.
Definitely. All those words.
So, yeah, so that's really cool. What does wisdom mean to you?
Wisdom is just like knowledge, experience, and that's what pretty much we want to do with like Wavy. Like, all of it is an experience.
Oh, you want to experience things? Is that more? So, they talk about experience and they talk about like material things, accomplishments. Like, what would you rather have? Would you rather have experiences, or would you rather have like, you know, a bunch of money, or like, you know, like
experiences? Even my friend says that he's like,
even money his to have the experience.
No, like he's like, it's all about like memories, because at the end of the day, like, no matter what you do, like, even like we work together, like that's something that would never go away.
Like
us
memory.
Working together, yeah, our memory, our experiences, But like,
unless you get like dementia, go away, like,
yeah. Like you also can, but like that's also like capturing the moment. Like,
but you think about it in terms of waves, though, the wave that was created, the energy that's created, never goes away. I mean, it disperses, but that moment changes something. It's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
And then you got A, which was adaptability. Like, mm-hmm. Let's say like adaptability and versatility, kind of same thing. Maybe it's vision. We'll say it's vision. So adaptability. I mean, you can say it if you want. I don't want to. It's your adaptability. Company.
Like, hey, so, you take it over.
It's vision and
but yeah,
call me K. Smith.
So adaptability is kind of. Adaptability, I get, like, it's kind of like the brand of the shirt, also like with the bamboo and like our logo, but like the bamboo, yeah, okay, being like adaptable, like,
because bamboo is really adaptable.
Yeah.
I actually did a podcast, like the second to last podcast I did, talking about architecture of the future, and this bamboo they use, this woman in Bali creates a special kind of bamboo, and it creates these amazing houses, like the houses you would go to like on your honeymoon, like these completely made out of bamboo houses in the jungle. They're more powerful, like the tensile strength is more powerful than concrete, and they said tensile strength is more powerful than concrete, so when you press it, it's more powerful than concrete, and then when you pull it, it's more powerful than steel. Mm-hmm. But it's flexible when you're actually like using it. You can use it in a flexible, yeah, way. So that's really cool, adaptability.
Yeah.
And then the bamboo. So there's a lot of things that go into it. So what then? Do you want to go more into about adaptability?
Just like mostly goes with the shirts, but it's also like I feel like we want to be very like open. That's why like with our logos, like, but that kind of goes into like,
you know, mean open.
Kind of like, we want to give you the option to like create what you want.
So like wavy is just like, it's a jumping off point. Like when I was a kid, I went to the Boys and Girls Club after school. And let's say that I didn't have it. Let's say I just went outside and I played in the dirt, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you go to, let's like, I can have fun in the dirt, you know, but like you go somewhere where like it's more structured, it's more organized, there's like more kids, there's already kind of like a way that things are gonna happen, like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna just like, I'm making up my own game in the corner over here. It's like, all right kids, we're gonna play basketball, like, yeah, we're okay kids, we're gonna play dodgeball. But within that, you have a self-expression of like that thing. Like Wavy Enterprise shows people, this is the way we do things, and you can be inspired by us. You don't have to do it, yeah, the same way. We, yeah, invite you to this. We invite you to create your own wave.
Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of like, you kind of like can base it off like a network. Like we both can watch HBO, but doesn't mean we watch the same shows on, okay, HBO. So it's like, we're all part of Wavy, but like you could be, it's like even like a school, like,
right,
we're on the athletics team, but like you could play baseball, I could play soccer, like.
So this is something I thought about too with the Joy Scouts, right? When you look at other people, can you say he's part of Wavy? They don't know it, they're part of Wavy, because there's like a Wavy mindset. Cause that's kind of a way that like I could see this being happening. Cause it's, yeah, like, you know, in a way it's like a religion. Like it sounds kind of like intense when you put it that way, but in a way, what is it? What is a religion? It's just a community of people sharing the same beliefs.
Yeah.
So Wavy is, it's not a belief system, not really. Like it has some things that are like, you know, adaptability, wisdom. But those are all like, it's kind of about making your own destiny, creating your own wave. Like that's the main thing.
Yeah.
But you guys do it, you role model like how you do it, which is like, this is one way that you can do it.
Yeah.
This is a cool way to do it. Like obviously, like come check it out. But it's within your community, you're inviting people to join it.
Yeah, anyone can.
Do you how do you see it growing, Wavy? Because that's the thing. Like, we're starting off, we're doing the podcast. What are you doing to join, to create, like, a community? Like, how big is Wavy right now? Is it just you guys?
Yeah, it's just us right now. And, like, a lot of our friends that we show, like, they show support, so that's good and all.
But they don't feel like the true believers. They're like into it, but they're waiting for something.
I wouldn't say like they're not true believers. I'd just be like, it's kind of like how everything in life, like, we have to put more action to it, because it's like,
okay,
they can see that we're doing it, but like, say like if you're like, I'm doing this podcast, and then like 5 months later, like, I'm doing this, like,
yeah, there's no consistency, there's no action, there's no energy.
Yeah, so it's like, we have to, like,
well, you have to create your own wave.
Yeah, we have to step up personally by getting it more out there, doing more. So that's where, like, comes into, like, us doing more videos, more photography, getting it out there.
Content.
Yeah, kind of like you said, like, content.
It's Gary Vee, content. But it sounds to me like you're telling your own story. So your story is create your own wave. And what is that? Why is that you're telling your story? Is so you have something to follow, something that, like, this is what I do. I create my own wave. Like, you're not just saying it just to say it. You're checking the work phone.
I just turned
that off. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
My bad.
No. Okay. So you're not just saying it just to say it. You guys are the true believers.
Yeah.
And the reason I keep saying that is there's a book called This Guy is Eric Milton, I think is his name. It's a book called One True Believer, and it's about how I think it's about actually the Nazis, but like how, not just the Nazis, but like these movements, right? So we're gonna go into Nazis right now for a minute.
Oh my god.
But how did the Nazis take over? People like don't a lot of people don't know the true history behind that, and it's actually really interesting for anybody that's trying to do anything. Like, don't do what they did, obviously. I'm not for supporting it. But the way they did take over is true of any sort of movement. And there's that saying, right? You do something, first they call you crazy, then they attack you, and then they take it as common practice. Everybody does it. So that's the thing. Like, once you actually put effort into it, the energy you're putting into the world is going to come back at you. Definitely. That's why I like that metaphor. It's going to come back at you. Are you going to ride the wave? Because you can put it in the world.
True, yeah.
The energy they give back to you, you can't be afraid of the message they're giving you. You have to take it as it is and ride that wave. You can miss the wave.
Ride that wave or get waved.
Yeah. You can miss the wave and get waved. So the story behind the Nazis is very short. I'm probably going to butcher it completely. But what happened is they took over the... So they were a very small party, the Nationalist Socialist or something like that. And they took over, like, the Congress. But, like, in that time, his top generals, Hitler's top generals, were already calling him Führer. They already did the hand gesture. All of that stuff that everybody in Germany started doing was done by, like, 50 people. Like, all the little things. He had his own private army. They were doing the Nazi walk. Like, all the little things was being done already. And so when they took over, everybody had a role model to look to of, like, how to act, how to talk to Hitler, Führer, and how to treat the organization. And so basically, you have a small group of true believers, of people that do things a certain way, and then people looked at them as the role models. And then everybody else sort of just follows suit. And so you have that momentum. You have the followers, the true followers that create the momentum. And then you have the people that just fall in the line because people want to follow. They want to have something to follow. People feel really isolated or they feel bored or all kinds of stuff. They're looking for something to give their life meaning or give their life purpose. So when you have something like Wavy Enterprise, it's... You want people to create their own wave, but you're also wanting people to join your own thing. Because, like, if you think about it, people are like, oh, cool, create your own wave, and they just go off and do their own thing. You don't really want that. You kind of do want people to join your thing. So it's like a balance. like of having people do their own thing, but have people be part of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So how do you
see what you're saying?
How do you balance that? Like when you think about creating your own wave, how do you balance this idea? Because I have the same problem with my Joy Scouts thing. It's like, you know, create joy, and it's all about teaching people to like learning how to learn.
Yeah.
So eventually what that means is they're gonna do their own thing. They're gonna become their own person. But you want them to be part of your journey because it's like a value exchange. You want people to be part of your thing because it helps you out.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I see it as like...
kind of goes in the same question as before. Like, how are you building momentum? How are you building this community?
So the momentum would come from like creating your own wave. Like, we always want to be supportive. And in a way, I feel like being supportive and just helping other people out is also like helping you build your own team. Because we kind of want to do like sort of like Nike. Like, if we have a good athlete, like, and we're supporting them, it'd be like he's on the team, but like he's leading the way for that.
He's representing.
Yeah. So it's kind of just like building our own team where like people can be at different spots, go different. Like, there's a Nike athlete. Like,
he's a wavy guy. Yeah.
He's a wavy guy. But like, we're helping managing it, but like him just doing him. And staying, or her just doing her, they just stay like in their own, like doing what they need to do. They're gonna build it up. Like, there's one thing I heard from KD. He was like, I focus on basketball because that's what's gonna get me all my endorsements. He's like, or like anything else, like if I'm not good at it, I'm not gonna get anything. Right. So he's like, with my agent, he's like, my agent handles everything and I just stick to basketball,
right?
Like, because this is what's gonna get me my shoe deals, this was gonna give me this and this, like,
right?
So his agent's like part of his team. Is like, he's taken away like from him, like he has to do all the marketing, like, no, like his agent,
yeah, he doesn't have to worry about that,
and he just focuses on what he has to focus on. And like, that helps, and everyone's helping each other out, because it's like, all right, agent's doing this, he's doing this, they're both working together. And it's not like
Katie just knows that he's making money, and that what people are doing is like, they like his image. This, he's like, oh, that's good.
Yeah,
he's just like, yeah, let his agent,
yeah,
he probably signs off on stuff. He's probably like, oh, that's good, that's bad, but he doesn't have to worry about
it. They definitely converse, but it's not like Katie's like going
in,
he's
you onto a duck.
But it's like a cool,
I didn't sign off on this.
Yeah. And it's like a cool little like concept, because it's like, there's no really like, it's not like, oh, I'm doing like, because I feel like what we see more nowadays is like, you do something for someone and then like we expect something back to come back.
Hmm.
Like, if I do this for you, like, I expect this to come back.
Hmm. And why, like, wouldn't you? Why shouldn't you?
I'm not saying you shouldn't, but like,
can you expand on that? Like, what example? Because are you saying that that's not what his agent does? Or what are you saying?
No, I'm saying that's what it does, but like, there's a common ground of like everything.
So it's like, you're saying you guys look at capitalism of like, oh, I do this for money, I do this for you. And you're like, no, I don't feel that. You guys are more like, we're creating things together because we have shared values. It's like a family more than like.
Yeah, like, because eventually, like, it's all going to come back to us. Because you think about everything that you do for what you have to do, like, you always put it back in the pot.
But, so, I think about it this way, too, because, right, it's kind of like with the relationships, right? You put energy into relationship, time, effort, investment, and then that person leaves you, you know? Like, you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
That's why a lot of rappers are like, chasing money, money in my mind, you know?
True.
So we were talking about the power thing off mic earlier. So the power of Wavy is that you guys are creating things. You can always create.
Yeah.
You can always create this energy, and people can be part of that or not. And so why do people want to be part of that? Why do people want to be part of Wavy?
Because it's genuine.
It's genuine.
Because one thing that I feel like we're losing nowadays is like, anyone can fake the funk. And it's cool, and I don't like, and there's nothing against it, but there's a lot
that's what I like about you, Marcel. You're a genuine guy. Ever since I met you, I knew it.
Oh, thank you. But I'm just saying, like, we could run in with social media.
I'm not joking when I say that. No. I mean that. Like,
oh, thank you.
When I first time I met you, I was like, this guy's cool. Why? I don't know why. It's because he was wavy.
But I feel like with, like, media and stuff being out there, like, you can...
It's promoting fakeness.
Yeah. And
it's promoting people that aren't real.
I wouldn't say, like...
No, it is. I would say it is.
But you can see, like, more flash and pans. Like, you can see where people are, like, they're hot and then they could die out. Like, they'll always have, like you said, like, you always have, like, status. But, like, you start to die out because, like... Because
it's not something real there.
Yeah, and then once you
start... It's not a genuine thing.
Once you start being someone that you're not, and with social media nowadays, like, you have to be that person.
There's a interesting thing I've noticed with, like, certain artists, right? I think Chance the Rapper would be a good example. I don't really follow him too much, but, like, let me think. What's a good example? Like, there's certain bands, well, they'll release an album. Like, let's say they released an album in 2010, right? And the album was huge. It's like the way that the artists think about it, it's like one for them, one for us, one for them, one for us, right?
Yeah.
So it's still genuine. The artist makes 2010, huge hit album, 300 million hits. Yeah. Then the band's like, all right, cool, we're making one for us now. Boom, they're making one for themselves. They tour that for 2 or 3 years. People are like, oh, what happened to them? You know? And they come back and people are like, whoa, they're here. Like, it's different than somebody who's constantly doing something for somebody else, constantly doing something for somebody else. Like,
yeah,
we're only doing it for, like, what's popular now, mumble rap. So, like, people are just doing that because it's the popular thing. That's kind of, I think, similar to what you're saying. Flash in the pan. You have somebody who's, like, all sizzle, no steak.
Yeah. And you kind of could see that, like, you could be like, I remember this dude. And you're like, what happened to him? And it's like, oh, I remember her. Like, where? And it's like, there's sometimes there's, like, reasons. Like, there could be, like, other stuff that, like, we don't know of. Maybe that's why they went down. Like, I'm not saying, like...
Well, that's what you said about the NBA. I think it was off mic, too. There's... it was a good point that you made about how people... It's not about basketball. Like, teams that are doing well are, like... There's something besides basketball.
Yeah.
What was that thing?
Oh, I was saying how, like... It's not about basketball, but, like, just about, like, camaraderie and, like, you guys are actually cool with each other, like, and there could be, like, teams that have conflicts, but, like, on the court, it's, like, I know, like, we both need each other, like, to win, like, it could be, like, but it's not about, like, having, like, all right, having the best players does help, definitely, but, like, if they don't get along, then it doesn't really, like, matter. And, like, it's always about knowing, like, your motives. Like I said, with, like, the Detroit Pistons, they got rid of one player for another player,
right?
But the player they got rid of, like, he was better than the player they brought in, but the other player, like, just knew,
like his stats were better. He, like, everybody's like, oh, that's the guy. Why are they trading him? You're an idiot, GM, whatever your name is, Bob. You know, like, you're an idiot. People don't see the strategy. They don't know the strategy.
Yeah.
That's the best generals can do it right in front of your face. You have a picture of Muhammad Ali. He would be like, what would be like a guy's name? He would, like, use a guy's name, be like, so Jimmy D will be down in three. You know, he would tell you what would happen. And you would watch it happen. He would say he'll be down in three with a, like, he would say exactly what he's gonna do, and he would do it. Those are the best generals, the people that do that stuff. So, all right, we're getting really theoretical here, philosophical. So the podcast is about what we are, what we represent. So I hope you guys enjoy Marcel as a co-host. I interviewed him today, so. Yeah, as a co-host, it's going to be a little bit different if we do, like, reviews or talk about other things. And I want to do a final segment about what we can do practically. Because, you know, you and me, Marcel, we know everything, it sounds like. like we know everything.
We don't know everything.
No, I think it's just it's fun to talk about this stuff, like, it sounds like, oh, this is what you need to accomplish. But I mean, this podcast is part of it. It's about creating that energy, creating that wave. With Joy Scouts, wow, it's sad that I can't think of a tagline right now. So Joy Scouts. Well, let's see. The last thing I wrote on my Instagram page is like, first they call you crazy, and then everyone follows you. That's not what it said. It was whoever's first is called crazy, and then they're called geniuses, something like that. And yep. So the Joy Scouts thing, it's really about being prepared. Oh, what was it? Be prepared for joy. What do the Boy Scouts do? Be prepared. As you're ready for anything. When you're ready for joy, you have an opportunity. Opportunity is when skills and luck is when skills and opportunity meet. And if you're not ready, you don't have the skills for joy. That's empathy. That's even the skills that you would need for that thing. Like, if someone comes to you and is like, we're offering you a $100,000 contract to take photos, Marcel. And you're like, oh, shit, I need to do this other thing. Like, that puts that in perspective. You're like, wait, I don't think I'm ready. I don't know how to do this. And you actually get to the place. So that'd be a good thing to think about.
Yeah, like, definitely.
What happens when everything goes your way? Are you even ready for that? Are you going to be a flash in the pan? So, all right. So we talked about where you're headed, why you do what you do, the philosophy behind what you do. And so this is really what it's about, people, is there are people in your town that are really thinking deeply about something, creating things. Marcel is really out here creating photos. He's creating his website. He's creating this energy, creating clothing. And you either need to be a part of this or create your own thing, because you're going to get left behind. You're really going to miss out on this wave that's being created. It's really cool. And practically, what are we going to do next? What is your next move, Marcel? What are you going to do next? I wrote a few things that I think that you should do, but
all right, definitely.
The interview, I wrote.
My plan to do next is just definitely put out more content more consistently, and then.
But mostly, I don't think I talked about this, but Gary Vee talks about it. You're not going to be afraid of what you're putting out. Speed is more important. A lot of the time. And you can have your two aspects too. You can have, like I was talking about earlier today, you have SoundCloud for your, this is what XXXTentacion did. He made raps every day. He made like 10 raps, posted on SoundCloud. People were like, whoa, this is crazy. And it was like not even edited, mixed horribly. Mm-hmm. And like, it was a story Diplo was talking about on No Jumper. He was like, yeah, I had all these like really amazingly produced songs, but like the ones that XX was putting out just from his iPhone were like getting way more hits just because people like the rawness of it.
Yeah.
And so you don't even know what the reaction's going to be until people see what you're doing. So at this point, it's about connecting with other audiences, creating more content. Because like you can create all the content in the world, but what audiences are you trying to meld with? Let's get into that for maybe a couple minutes. What audiences do you look at that you're like, okay, that's kind of the people that I want to be part of this?
Mostly like people in like our age range.
But like be specific, like people that are into Nike would be, it's a little bit too big, but let's say people that are, even if you say people are into basketball, it's a little bit too big. Like what about people that are into like a specific, I guess people into basketball is a little bit more, it's like people our age that are into like something specific, like into being athletic, it kind of sounds like, but not just athletic, it's artistic as well.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm trying to get specific is because if you're using the tools that exist now, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can look at people our age, you can start to narrow it down. There's specific users on these websites that are getting a lot of hits, specific tags on Instagram that are getting specific hits,
yeah,
that are related to what you do. So you need to target those things. That's what I'm trying to do as well. I'm trying to own the tag of Joy Scouts on Instagram right now.
Most definitely.
And you know, I'm beating out those 30-year-old moms making cookies.
Is there a Joy Scouts? Like,
yeah, no, it's a legit thing. Like, this woman in, like, Illinois, like, I'm trying to...
Oh, she's pretty big?
She has nice photos. No, oh, she's damn. Bigger than me right now. And so, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you got to compete with the small fish before you try and take on the great white. It's everybody's... Like, we're talking about this philosophy. It sounds like we're ready to take on the big things, but you got to take on your little fights. Yeah. You gotta fight your own weight class until you're ready. True. To move up, to level up.
She is in her own wave, though.
She is on her own wave. I don't necessarily yeah. need to fight with her. She's part of the Joy Scout. She's doing own. She's creating her own joy. So
Joy Scout's cooking.
Joy Scout's cooking.
You should hit her up.
Yeah. You wanna do a podcast? Yeah, yeah. It's really nice what she's doing.
Yeah.
So I could actually. That'd actually be funny. Hi, I'm John, doing Joy Scouts podcast. Do you want to be part of it? I know you're on Instagram. We can team up. That's awesome. I think
that would be really cool.
Yeah, honestly. Maybe the next podcast with what's her face? She can listen to this. hour of great interview with Marcel. And yeah, so. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but do you have an idea where, like, because one of the things I was thinking about when you were talking about the wavy, like, it reminded me of the whole Odd Future thing. I could just see you guys going down to, like, even, like, skate parks, like, even anything like that. You guys are, like we're Wavy Enterprise. You guys want a skate video right now? And you guys do a 5-minute skate video with just some people there. And then you guys just show what Wavy can do. Honestly, creating free, that's what you're saying. You're trying to represent people. You're talking about she and him. You're talking about sports. You're not saying any specific sports. I would just say, like you said, you did with the kids, find your superstars out there. Find people that are not getting their content managed or created. There you go.
Yeah,
you
know? Definitely. That's funny you said the skate park, because I was thinking like this week.
Yeah, dude, hit up the skate park. Bring the Wavy Enterprise shirts. Like, Wavy! Wavy, I'll go in there, I'll wear the Wavy shirt. Yeah. We'll bring, like, you know, we'll gang up over there. People are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you do, like, a couple, like, kickflips and stuff.
I wish. Yeah, I'll bring my penny board. I'll be in.
The fingerboard.
Whoa,
board.
Manuel! I can, like, do a 360, like, jump around. I could do shove it. I don't know if I can do a kickflip. It's been a while. I haven't been on the board in a bit. But, yeah, like, we'll gang up, and then we'll... create the wave, and if people are like, fuck you guys, be like, peace, man, we're just being peaceful, we're creating peaceful waves. They're like, fuck you. And we're gonna just be peaceful, and you know, we're creating our own wave. They can create their own wave. Their wave will hit our wave. Our wave's bigger because the wave of love is bigger than the wave of hate. It overcomes it. And even when it's not the wave of love, we'll still survive. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the who. This right now, this is what we call practical time. So right before, we're talking about who Marcel is, talking about the spirit of learning. But now this is the execution. Because what is learning? First, you got the motivation. Then you got the technical aspects. And that's what everybody focuses on too much, is the how. They're trying to think like, oh, if I go to the basketball park and I shoot baskets for an hour, I'll be the best basketball player ever. But you're not thinking about the why. If the why is, oh, I want to be in the NBA, that's like more specific. Then you're like, well, what is the NBA nowadays? Oh, it's these guys doing this kind of thing. Okay, well, how do I get there? You have to be in the smaller leagues. You might have different style of play in the smaller leagues. People that are coming up from the next class on might be more aggressive. They talk about that. Like, you had the Twin Towers, right? These huge guys. And it's a really funny nickname nowadays. Not a good nickname, but back in the day, these giant dudes, too, like, sorry. What was that? That was it on the Spurs, right? Those two guys? Or was it?
David Robinson and Tim Duncan.
Yeah, Tim Duncan and Tim Robinson. These giant guys. That's more aggressive, more powerful. And then you have the era of, like, Michael Jordan's era, or you have when the Suns were run and gun. I don't know if they really are anymore. I think they still are. But, like, you think about why. Why are you doing this? And then the strategy comes from that.
Yeah.
So the why is, like, I'm doing this because I love basketball, or I'm doing this because I want to make money, or I'm doing this because such and such. You know, there's different reasons. So the how is practical. So the how right now for Wavy, for Marcel, is creating the wave, but getting the audience, getting in front of people. So you need creating content. What are you going to create? Just videos?
Videos, photos, marketing ploys, and then also like our designs. Designs, we look for, like, we have the idea of the designs, but like we're not really into like the graphics.
Why not?
Into like creating the graphics.
You have a guy that does that?
Yeah, we used to have a guy that does it.
Well, who doesn't now?
Right now, like, we don't have anyone. And that's kind of like something that, like, we wanted to, like, add to the brand as well.
Do you want
to
shout out to the podcast to say, hey, we want a design guy?
Hey, we need a design guy.
Okay. So we'll also put on the podcast notes, Wavy Enterprise, like where you can contact them. I know there's an Instagram.
WavyEnterprise@gmail.com.
Wavy Enterprise. So that's two V's, WAVVY Enterprises. Enterprise is just...
just Enterprise.
Enterprise. And WavyEnterprise@gmail.com. And that's, you can reach out if you're a design person. Look at the Instagram, kind of see what they're dealing with. Maybe get some ideas inspired by that. They're into Nike, so maybe something real minimal, but something goes along with what we talked about today. And yeah, it's, I do feel the energy kind of wrapping up. It feels like a good time to cut it out.
Yeah.
But Thank you. Here's a few things just to keep the wave a little bit going. It's a baby wave. So
let's keep the energy going.
You keep the energy up. Content.
Keeps the people going.
Constantly. Just let this content inject into your veins, people. It's not over. It's never over. So we'll probably edit this too, right? No, I think it will not. We'll release unedited.
Keep it raw.
Yeah. Raw. Contact. So here's a game plan. Here's what I wrote, Marcel, for you as a game plan. I think you saw
Definitely. Yeah. My bad.
No, you're good. Right. I'm not hiding it. You're like, now I'm ready to respond.
Yeah.
But, so this, you ultimately are doing Wavy as its own thing, and that's cool, but perhaps working for Nike would be a good idea. What do you think?
I think that would be awesome.
And you can still do Wavy.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Our competition. No, I'm just kidding. I'll work for United.
And then I'll branch off and do Wavy. Learn from the enemy. So, don't let them hear this podcast. Nike's like, what? Oh, my God. So, you contact Nike photographers. Why would you do this? So, ultimately, Nike is kind of the... it's like you guys idol Nike. So what better place to learn from than those people?
Yeah, definitely. So
if that's your goal, then I would think the best thing you can do is get a foot in the door. And that's going to start... so like it all comes back to the same thing. So before we were saying the who was people that are doing sports. Now your who is Nike. Now you need to find out who... do you need to contact in Nike? And I would think the best person to contact would be a photographer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Phil Knight.
Phil Knight.
Yeah, Phil, definitely.
Phil. Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah, definitely.
So the easiest way to do that nowadays, Instagram probably.
Yeah, Instagram.
And the thing that's funny is like Nat Geo, you look at their photos and they have millions of views on each photo.
Yeah.
But you go to the person that took the photo... and there's like 10,000, 1,000. Like, they have way less views than Nat Geo itself. So these guys are professionals, but I've messaged them on DM or whatever you want to call it on Instagram. And they'll respond. Even comments, they'll respond. Are you okay? What is this?
Yeah, my bad. I started looking at the mic all weird. But yeah, you are right. And then I was shouting out, people do respond, because I use this this guy's beat for one of my videos. Mm-hmm. I put on Instagram.
And you would never have thought, like, oh, he's just gonna respond. Like,
yeah. Like, I did shout him out because, like, I always want to give credit to, like,
yeah,
his music. And he did. He liked it, and I was like,
oh, sorry.
And I was like, this is dope.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. Is like you can even take a photo in the same style as another photographer and then shout him out.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, whoa, that's awesome. That's and then cool. You could reach out to him after if they comment on your thing.
Yeah.
Like, I saw you doing that with the @Nike tag. And so Nike's not going to respond. Like, unless you have a lot of followers.
What?
Unless you have, like, a huge amount of followers.
What
like,
do you mean?
Or, like, you have a photo that goes viral. But
Nike doesn't see my stuff. No,
they might. They might have a person that just checks everything. But
I'm just kidding.
And I'm not saying that to knock you down, but I'm just saying, like, you got to understand their incentives.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, but with a Nike photographer, their incentive is, like, they want to just connect with their community. They might want to help somebody. Like, they might have been you at some point, like the guy who's like, oh, I have this dream of creating and doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they might see themselves in you. So contact a photographer, and then when you do that, and there's a good book about it by Gary Vee, another one, but it's kind of following his lead, but it's a really good example of what they call value exchange. And so the book's called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And what that means, so he talks about content every day. So what that means, free value, free value, free value, free value, you ask. So you're giving them so much, and then you ask for something, like something small, something less than what you gave them. Gave them $90, they give you back $10. And to, like, most people are like, what? That's crazy. Why would you do that? But it's not about, like, the dollar they give you might be, like, an American dollar, you know? Like, you're just paying them in pesos, you know?
Yeah.
So this is kind of, the metaphor has gone too far. But what I mean is, like, for somebody to message you, that might cost them nothing. But for you, that means everything, because then they'll give you the insight in what you might want to do. And Nike's, it's cutthroat. I bet you I could talk to, like, 100 photographers, and 85 of them would be like, oh, yeah, I want to work for Nike. Like, that's
yeah, it's the place to be.
And so what the way to do that is to be able to solve problems for Nike. Like, what does Nike need? Nike might need somebody at a specific event. Like, oh, yeah, they're sure. Everywhere. So, like, you know, an event's coming up, it's big. If Nike, and it's a sports event, you could just take photos for free. If your photo's better than the photographer they have, they'll use your photos. And they'll pay you, and you'll be a Nike photographer. And that could be a way to do it, just creating free value. And that's what's scary, is people don't want to do things for free because they don't want to waste their time and energy and just have it be wasted. That's why it's good to have your own organization like Wavy, because even if you used it and then Nike didn't use it, you could use it yourself. Or you could sell it to like a small newspaper. Or, like, there's always ways to make it worth your while. Mm-hmm.
And so, doing it for free is kind of like what you said, like, you have to see aspects of everything in a certain way. So, like, even though it's for free, you're still learning to get better. You're still getting your own, like, personal growth in there. So it's like,
yeah, you're not losing. You're always going to be winning. And by giving people value, you're actually winning in the long run, because you're being the person that you want to be.
Yeah.
That person that is that great photographer. And we think of these big names of, like, people like, I won't even be able to name anybody. We think these big names, like, no.
Yeah,
one.
These big people names, you know, like,
nameless people, like, so many,
like Nike,
like Dr. Nike.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't think of a specific Nike photographer. That's funny. That's funny. Like, you can't really think of anybody specific. But, like, these guys, right? This guy Anthony Georges actually has a portfolio of Nike photos, and to me, it's almost indistinguishable from what you do. Like, it's not that, it's like, it's cool, but, like, it doesn't here it is.
Oh, the right, like, click is the move.
Oh yeah, right click. But, like, you could do this, but, like, even, like, looking at the way it's done, like, it's clean, it's just, like, Nike's logo is like in the focus. It's kind of like, you kind of see what Nike's going for with their stuff. Yeah. As people doing action shots with the Nike logo well presented with like, it's something that could be in a magazine spread or on a website.
Yeah. And he's setting up each scene like we were like talking about.
Yeah. And like, Nike paid this guy to do this.
And those are clean. Those are really good photos.
Yeah. Do you think that you could take photos like this?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, with that same example, you could take photos similar to this, get people, and a lot of people just want to post for free because you're taking photos for them. People want a model because they want nice photos. You could get people to do that. Like, look at this girl. Like, she looks great. I bet you she would want to post for free unless she's like an actual model. There's lots of pretty girls out there, and not just pretty girls, just people that like want a model. Like, guys that are athletes want to have great photos taken of them. And so you guys both get value out of that. Mm-hmm. And I think Instagram is a really great place to do it because you can literally look up, you could look up people in your era. Twitter actually is a good place too. You can look up specific tags. You'd be like, I'm a football player in like this state. It would only look up if they wrote that. I don't think anyone wrote that or would write that. I'm a football player in Arizona. It was like the first tweet. But you could write like, you could look
Nike
up
Nike athlete or like football player.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of like, because what you ultimately want, and it's the best thing to do, is to have somebody you can meet in person, because then you can influence them with your energy, with who you are. Second best is phone call or FaceTime, which FaceTime would be weird with strangers, so probably won't happen.
Yeah, that'll be hard.
Third best is email, you know, like just, or like text, you know, on and on. Like if you can get their personal number or some, a friend of a friend, that's even good too. But it's about networking. So, all right. Yeah, there's more into that. We can follow Marcel's journey into becoming a Nike photographer. And but let's just recap what we talked about today. And I didn't ask every question I wanted to, but we kind of, first part of it, like first 20 minutes, talked about Marcel, your first camera a little bit, like
what got you
started, and you know, why you photograph, where you're going with it. And then second part, we talked about, what did we talk about second part? Oh, Wavy. What
Wavy
is.
Yeah, the brand.
Yeah, and that was like a big segment. That was really good. I really like your vision. I think it's really cool.
Thank you.
And I like the metaphor of it too. Yeah, and yeah, I think you guys are going to do some cool stuff. I didn't know anything about what Stefan was doing, so
might have to interview him next.
Maybe. Yeah, if he wants to.
Yeah, the Joyce.
Bring on the Wavy crew. That might be the co-hosts, is the Wavy crew. And we'll get lit.
Let's do it.
Do the podcast.
Let's get lit.
And then
got the shooters.
We got some shooters in here. Just kidding. Call me Gilbert. Call me Mr. Arenas. Here goes. I know I said it wasn't violent, but you know me when I get angry. So contact Dead Air. Contact Nike Photography. What am I saying? Okay, so we talked about that and Wavy Enterprise, the vision. Then we got into practical tips of what the execution is, a little bit about what people can do, taking lessons from this, about Nazis, obviously. That's what we talked about.
Okay.
Obviously what this podcast is about. And not really. And then execution of, that's not a good word to use after Nazis, but the technical aspect of just going and contacting people in the area, and then maybe next step of what you need to do to become a Nike photographer and reach your goals. And so this has been the Joy Scouts podcast. Find your joy, be prepared for joy, and any closing words, Marcel?
No, thank you for having me on, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. All right. Peace.
Later.
Hey, podcast buddies.
Wrong one.
I don't know which one's which. Is it backwards? What are you doing?
Welcome to the podcast, buddy.
Hey Joy Scouts, I hope you enjoyed that long form interview. It was unedited, raw, just something new and different that I'm going to start doing. And hopefully it gives you insight on to somebody who is maybe not a professional in the eyes of the world, but who is doing something and striving to do it on a high level. And, you know, being a professional, you are a professional if you get paid to do it. So Marcel, in my mind, is a professional because of that. And that's the difference between someone who is really just looking to do something as a hobby or looking to do something as a career, or make that thing self-sustaining. And we have to look at money as fuel to our passions, and you can't look at it as the ultimate end goal, especially if you're a Joy Scout, because money kills passion. You can't do something unless you have a real spirit for it, unless it's really a part of your soul. So, hope you enjoyed that podcast. If you got a lot out of it, I'm going to do more long-form interviews, and I'm going to do it with people like Marcel. I might even just talk about my own journey, and people that are just on the journey that don't have a name yet. We haven't made a name for ourselves. And then I want to record interviews with masters, people that are outstanding in their field, and talk to them about their journey, how they got started, how they think about their sport, and insights about life that comes from that. And so this interview, you can really tell there's a lot of thought that goes into it. And when that thought in philosophy is backed by action, that's when great things happen. That's what it really means to be a Joy Scout. You have to have a practice. You have to have a skill that you can apply all of these thoughts and all of these beliefs about. And so that's really what it means to be a Joy Scout. Hit us up on our social media accounts. Marcel's social media, is Marcel N. Towns. So that's going to be MarcelN Towns, TOWNS, on Instagram, MarcelN Towns. And then he can also be reached at Wavy Enterprise on Instagram, WAVVYENTERPRISE. And so I can be reached on my social media account, which would be Jonathan.Harbeck, JONATHON.HAR. B as in boy, ECK. Reach out to me if you have any questions, comments about the podcast. If there's anything you want to hear me talk about specifically related to what we think this is, the Joy Scout spirit of learning. Thanks, and be prepared for joy.